This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, in for John Hockenberry.
We heard what I thought was firecrackers, and there was a surge of screaming people heading in the opposite direction, so we just followed on with them.
This terrorist attack is once again a very violent act, an absolutely violent act, and it is quite clear that we must do everything to fight.
Another attack in France overnight, this time in the coastal city of Nice on the French Riviera. A man who French police have identified as a 31-year-old French Tunisian drove his 9-ton truck into crowds gathered to watch Bastille Day fireworks. At least 84 people have been killed, including two Americans, a father and a son from Lakeway, Texas. French President François Hollande announced that France would extend the country's state of emergency, which had been in effect since Islamist terrorists killed over 100 people at a concert in Paris last November. Kieran Fahy is a reporter for the Associated Press. He's based in Berlin. He arrived in Nice yesterday morning for a vacation of his own.
I happened to be in a restaurant at the time, just around the corner from the Promenade des Anglais, the promenade where the attack took place. And the first thing I noticed was just a lot of people running past and suddenly bursting into the restaurant. Just the sheer panic. So people were running as fast as they could. Many people were crying. People were screaming. And it was just a scene of utter chaos at that stage.
Kieran Fahy, the French people were breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief because the Euro Cup soccer tournament had just gone off without a terrorist incident. And of course, people were very concerned that such a high profile world event would be a target.
That's true. I mean, the security had been extremely, extremely tight for the soccer tournament. So that went on for a month. Over a month, just finished recently. I think the final was 7th of July. So there was a huge sigh of relief that managed to pass off without any incident. There had been a state of emergency in France for pretty much since the November attacks in Paris. And there has been a constant state of emergency, which was extended to cover the European soccer tournament as well. And that has been extended now again by another 3 months because of the attacks yesterday.
And what are French people preparing for now in the days to come? The state of emergency extended, as you said, but François Hollande also said that he was activating essentially the reserves in France to join the police, which means a lot of military reservists may now find themselves on the streets with guns guarding people.
French people, I think, are actually used to it already because for the football tournament, I mean, there was quite a visible presence of soldiers with guns. I mean, pretty much every street corner in the major cities, you have soldiers with guns. Every train station, you would have soldiers with guns patrolling around. And I think French people are very, I don't want to say that they've become used to it, but almost that they've accepted that this is almost a new reality.
Kieran Fahy is a reporter for the Associated Press. He joined us from Nice in France. France has already been under a state of emergency since the attacks in Paris last November and had been on high alert during the European soccer tournament there last month. Security officials internationally are tightening counterterrorism measures, but the nature of this attack in Nice raises the question of whether incidents like it can actually be stopped. Martin Reardon is a 21-year veteran of the FBI with extensive experience in counterterrorism and criminal investigations. He's currently senior vice president at the Soufan Group. Martin Reardon says it's impossible to prevent these types of attacks, especially when the weapon is a simple truck traveling at just 30 miles an hour.
There was a large police presence there, and there has been a large police presence at all these major events, going back for the last year. But this is something that generally, it's not expected. This is the first major terrorist attack involving just a vehicle, using it to run over people, on record. I mean, there was another one that was in September 2014, as you recall, just south of Montreal, where a self-radicalized convert to Islam, Martin Coulter Rouleau, ran over two soldiers with his car, killing one. And that was a direct result of an online statement made by Islamic State's media person, Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, previous month, asking followers worldwide to, if they can't go to Iraq or Syria, to attack Western countries, you know, or their own countries at home. If they use bomb, use a bomb. If not, use a handgun or a shoulder fire weapon. If not that, a knife, or even run them over with a car. That was specifically mentioned. And then a month later, this incident in Montreal. So how do you prevent an attack like that, particularly, and it's still early in this most recent attack in France, but particularly if it's a lone wolf, an individual that has just decided at that time and place he's going to do this, or a short time before decided that at this particular event he's going to use a vehicle to run people over at a large public venue and kill them.
And that makes me think, Martin Reardon, that there are features of this attack, at least from what we know right now, that are reminiscent of Orlando last month. I mean, a truck is easy to get in France like anywhere else. Guns are relatively easy to get in this country. But an individual who wants to inflict terror and mayhem, if they have access to something lethal, it does make it almost unavoidable.
It is. And in this particular case, I mean, how less sophisticated and simple can it be to use a vehicle, not worry about explosives, not worry about weapons? And apparently he did have weapons in the vehicle, although some reporting is that they were not even real, or at least some of them were not real. But to use a vehicle simply to run people over to kill them. Something difficult to prevent. And even in a major event like this, if roads were blocked off the traffic, the major event was over, so those roads would be opened back up again. I mean, this is a city, and there are roads where, you know, vehicles have to use. So although you can shut down the traffic during their major event, in this particular case, the fireworks display was over. People were leaving. They need to get back into their vehicles and go home.
And so for a security expert like you, what do you make of the politics coming from the top, where French officials in the aftermath here have told French people largely what you and I are talking about, which is to get used to it? That's something you might not hear in the United States.
I hate to use the term the new normal, because we don't want this to be normal. But I think whether you're in France or in the UK or in the United States, we have to accept that there are going to be terrorist attacks that will continue to go, like we've seen in Orlando, like we've seen in San Bernardino. These attacks are going to continue. What law enforcement and intelligence can do, or all they can do, is identify cells that are out there or individuals that may be identified, and then follow up investigation. They're under scrutiny, and perhaps they can thwart this. And the FBI has done this on numerous occasions the last several years through undercover cases, where they've approached the individual, the suspect, and using an undercover agent have had them commit overt acts to the extent that they could be arrested and indicted and charged with terrorism. But in these other cases, if the individual's under the radar screen, there's really nothing you can do. They'll decide, and if you block off traffic at a major event, they'll just wait and do it someplace else. I mean, this attack, as horrible as it was so simple. All it required you to do was get in the vehicle and drive. You know, I hate to think that there could be a copycat here, that now that it's been done and it's been successful, other individuals may decide this is the way to go, the less risky method of not being compromised beforehand.
Martin Reardon, Senior Vice President at the Soufan Group, thank you for your help.
You're welcome.